Blog Talk Radio.
Located at the base of the mighty Sierra Nevada range in Northern California, this is Ghost Rider Paranormal Radio coming to you from Studio B on blogtalkradio.com. Here in the Sierra Nevadas at the little town of Shingle Springs where we speak Shinglish, and I am very glad to be doing this show tonight. I am feeling better than I have felt in quite a long time. The rain has cleared the air. We've had a lot of things going on with, all the pollen in the air and things like that. But Mom is improving. Some of you know we had a little bit of medical stuff going on. Dad in the hospital on Saturday. And had an emergency trip. I was doing the driving, and Mom was doing the checking on Dad, and he was going into pre-seizure, and so we got that squared away. And then she got sick the day after, and I've been home kind of babysitting two parents. So today I think she's on the mend. She's feeling better. I think I'll be able to go to work tomorrow, and I'm looking forward to that. But the rain kind of kicked in here about midday. And started really clearing up the air, and I feel really good. I slept really well last night, and I felt like I had enough energy to do a show. I might extend a little bit if we get some calls in and do some EVP work tonight. See my friends out here. We got Blue Goose, Kathy's Distant Echoes with her big Super M, her moderator thing with the giant boot button. But with the crowd we got in here, we got some nice people in tonight. We got Cookie 4498 is with us. We have Dan and Deb S. We got Elizabeth Rose. And Fire Witch has blessed our start of the show, just as the engines were starting for the shuttle here as we were all departing Cape Canaveral. We have Quinnipoo is here. Gabriel has just joined us. So it's good to see all of you. And for those of you who are lurking out there and not in the chat room, good to hear you all out there, too. I know I feel you out there. But anyway, so let's see some things going on. My goodness. It's funny. I was just talking with Mom a little bit ago about the spirit, you know, spirit energies that were coming in. Oh my God, John! There's another GRI. It's an Aussie grip. I don't know, but maybe they're just like an extension of us, and they don't know it yet, or we of them. I don't know, but I like my Australian GRI friends. So if there's another GRI out there, yeah, tip of the hat to them. That's a darn good name to have. So. You know, who knows? We might have to have each other on each other's shows if they have one. But anyway, I just got done. I was out. I spent the day doing some. I did dial into work and do some remoting in, and got some things taken care of for a little program I was writing. And yes, I'm an application designer. And let's see. I got done with that, and I went out and I saw that there was a sale at Radio Shack on the little Shack Cat boxes. And I have what I use for the show is a model 12-5 87, and I went ahead and bought two more of them, and I bought one for my buddy Spence because he was like pining away for one of these, and he's got six kids in the house and is carrying a full mortgage and all that stuff. So I went ahead and bought my buddy from Fox News one of these. I think he's gonna like it, so I'm gonna do the modification personally for him, so we'll do the scanning. But I bought the other one for Studio A, which now that we've got all this rain and the soil is so moist and everything, and I've got the rototiller finally fixed, I will be able to put the network line in. I've got 1,000 feet of Cat 5 cable that is designed for underground stuff. And I see Karen has just joined us, and she's like blowing her little whistle thing. Hello, Karen. And so we got it all basically ready. And all I have to do is dig the ditch, lay in some sand, and then cover more sand over the Cat 5. And I've got my network cable. And we will have Studio A finally back online with our top-of-the-line audio compression systems, top-of-the-line broadcast computers. I've been just pining away to get back in there, but it's going to be great to have it. It doesn't mean I won't be in Studio B, but you know, I just love I love the professional studio a lot more than this little setup I'm in, but I have made it work. And by the way, I want to let you know, we have the Siloron running tonight. Now, for those of you who don't know what a Siloron is, that's a electronic coin flipper. And what I did is I started it about 20 minutes before 9 o'clock, and I'm just testing to see if you guys can, in the back of your minds, try to influence it. The time is 9:36. We're 6 minutes into the show. And so if you can go ahead and just start thinking in the back of your mind about influencing the Siloron to go with a positive influence on it, I will then take a snapshot at probably, if we just about 10 minutes prior to the show ending, what I'll do is we'll go on break. I'll take a snapshot of the actual analysis. I'll stop it, and I'll upload it to the GRA website and then give you guys a link to take a look at, and we'll see how we did. This is a slightly different little thing that we're doing. I finally came up with an idea of how we were going to show the results, and I just decided to do it during the show, and we'll just see how we go you know, for the next few weeks and see what happens there. Other news, the streaming experiments are going very well. My provider that I'm using is turning out to be just awesome, and we're going to be doing some work with that in the very near future. June 21st, official launch date for our little radio experiment with Distant Echoes Radio. So we've got that set up, and I am currently writing software. I'm writing my own custom automated show starting systems and things like that. I've got some things drawn up, and I've been running tests, and it's all looking good. So it doesn't mean we're not going to be on blog, because we're going to continue that, but what it does mean is our reach is going to expand, and we're going to go worldwide. So that's looking good. I'm thinking tonight to probably a little psychometry. I don't know if you guys are thinking about that, if you want to do a little psychometry. So I've got a few things here sitting in my possession that might just challenge you guys. So I don't know. Oh, yeah, Kathy's like doing it. Dominica says, can we EVP Mother Earth or St. Germain tonight? You know what? I think that wouldn't be a bad idea, Dominica. Matter of fact, if you want to call in, and I've been tossing around similar weird thoughts about having, you know, trying to contact and ask over EVP if we can have a UFO appear in my garden, of all things. I just wanted to see, could I like materialize one? I've never tried to like ask for something like that, or to have a spirit manifest, a friendly one, you know, based on the work I'm doing here. So, you know, we're going to push a few boundaries and try a few experiments, but, so anyway, let's see, what do we got? I don't want to hit the end show now button. Good Lord, that would be a bad thing. I had my netbook was sitting there trying to press the end show button. That would not be good, guys. So anyway, let's do some psychometry. And I'll tell you what, I will extend the show to 90 minutes tonight because I feel like I've got the energy to do it. And I've got a couple of things that are going to be challenging here tonight. So I think we'll do it kind of in staggered things. We'll do some EVP after we do this first one, and then we'll do it again. Actually, I'm not going to use that. I think that we're going to go with something really challenging. Oh, this will work. Cool. Yeah, this thing is great. I've had this a long time. It's been with me all over the place. Okay, so, as a matter of fact, I am going to use this as the first one, not the second one, so we'll put this away. And we've got just for ducks tonight, instead of the tri-field, I'm running the K2. If there are any spiritual energies here, considering that we've had our protections run by so effectively by Fire Witch, but as for all of you, I would like to ask you to do me a favor. as part of our little experiment tonight with Asylaron, and also to try to influence Big Circle and other spiritual energies who want to come in. Just imagine a white light around yourself and bring in, and just kind of take a moment to plant both feet on the ground firmly. Take a deep breath and then just let it in and out a few times. And just sit back and enjoy and call in the good energies and talk and think about manifesting some things here during the show. See if we can make some things happen. Yes, and Kathy does rock the house. Castle's in here. Anyway, and what I'd like to do is later on in the show, as we get this energy kind of kicking up, I would like to see if we can ask an entity to come into the house here with me, and if we can get the K2 to that's to my immediate left here in Studio B, to actually start doing some things, because I'd like to see it get up to about 2.5 milligauss, which is going to be the yellow, kind of into the yellow, getting to the orange LED. So if we can get that to happen, I am going to be one happy camper, because I'd like to see if we can pull some things off here and start making a few things happen with this. So I think it'll be fun. Anyway, let's get moving here. We got some work to do, guys, and let's have some fun. Let's see who's come in. We've got Blue Goose Castle. Kathy's Distant Echoes. Hey, Kathy, I know you. Cookies 4498. Dan, we got Deb S. Dominica More is here. And we got Elizabeth Rose, Fire Witch, Karen's Dream. Mavixor is here. Oh, that's the new one I saw. And Pamela M. with the eternally rotating thing. I'm hypnotized. You hypnotize me, girl. And Quinny. So, okay, we're all set. We're going to do some psychometry. And I have two colors only. Now, you guys have been getting it in the first minute or two, you know, for the last few shows. So I think that, what's this about earthquakes? You know, it's funny that you would do that. Oh, Navixor says, morning, John. It's morning? Are you on the other side of the world or something? Anyway, yeah, what was I saying here? Oh, earthquakes. I was going to bring up earthquakes before we get started. I just heard something today. If you all remember the earthquake in Chile in the earlier part of this year, I heard something that was amazing, that the earthquake actually shifted the axis of the Earth by 3 inches. That means that the North Pole shifted 3 inches, and the same with the South Pole, from where it had been. So the Earth actually slightly tilted a little bit differently, and that is pretty darn significant. Think of the power it would take to do that. Now, the weight of the Earth, and I happen to know this, and this is actually a real number, the Earth weighs approximately 6 sextillion tons. That's an actual measurement. That means to move that entire thing 3 inches, that had to be one hell of an earthquake. So think about that. 3 inches, and you had this giant ball, 7,500 miles across, 24,000 miles circumference, and this darn thing does that. I mean, one earthquake, that's pretty powerful. So, yeah, Kathy heard it as well. So, anyway, oh, it's 1240. Oh, Navixor is on the East Coast. So I wasn't sure. I thought you would like to be in India or someplace like that. Yes. So, anyway. Okay, we got some psychometry to do here. We got two colors, and we're going to go ahead and get started. Did you do that, Dominica? You caused that earthquake? Oh, my God, girl. That's not right. Anyway, anyway. Two colors, and so we got blue and green. How much does it weigh? No, we're not going to work on weight just yet. We're going to work on colors. We're going to work on colors. And I'm going to tell you something, that this device, and it is a device, I've already given that away, the first things it does when it does its thing, it has blue and green. But that's not the color of the actual device itself when it's just turned off. So let's go with that. Now, we've got a green and white. Keep going. Let's get... Come on, Kathy, you always come in with a... You hit it usually right off the bat when I push on you there. Come on, you guys. I mean, this is good. I've been to the store, the grave, and the house. But which, Marie? Which, in which order? You went to the store, the grave, and the house? Or the grave, the store, and the house? Anyway, keep going with the colors. Yellow and white. We got black and silver. That ain't bad, Kathy. And same thing with Cookie. Okay, you guys got it. That's it. Black and silver. Three of you got it. Dan, So you guys hit it. It was within the first 2 minutes, and that's usually. This is a the neat part of this is it also is doing something very different right now. Now, when I turn this on, it actually and what I'd like you to do is just kind of give me an idea of some of the colors. I gave you some of the colors that it's shifting to. It's a very beautiful thing, this thing. I've had this for quite a few years, and it's just an awesome, awesome spiritual thing. I like to use it when I meditate. And it's just beautiful. It's actually made of plastic and crystal. So we got yellow and no black in this light. It has some of the energies that, like when you first saw it, it was the blue and the green. And what other colors appear? Because you guys are doing so good with these colors. I'd like to see what you get. Blue, green, and red. That's exactly right, Cookie. Exactly right. And it does what are called differentials. So it'll go, it'll start to shift, and it'll switch over, and it does all these. And yeah, there's some purples. That's right, and there's some oranges. As it shifts colors between these primary colors, it kind of hits all the different ranges, but there's through the three primaries. So what this is a color-changing LED set with a crystal embedded in the center. So the LEDs are at the base, and it tapers off, and it's actually quite beautiful. It runs on a 9-volt battery, and this thing is just awesome. And I've had it for many years, and a lot of people... when I drag it out, people just go, ooh, ah, look at that. It's pretty. So you guys did great tonight, as usual, because you guys are some awesome spiritual people, like totally for sure. And no, it doesn't rotate. It just, it just does the cycle, you know, if that's what you mean. It just rotates through the colors. So, yeah, that's pretty good. Anyway, the Siloron is running. Keep track of that white energy around you, and what we're trying to do is influence the Siloron. And the K2 at the same time. I'm still not seeing any hits. If there's any entities here in the house who want to make their presence known, and I do know, whoop, had a little something there. Okay, I had a minor green flash on the second one, so it just sort of did it, and then it went away. Okay, so if there's any entities here who want to make their presence known and want to pop in, go ahead and do that. We'd like to have you here on the show and to drop in on us. And let's see, what do we got? We are going to go ahead and open the line for callers, and I'm going to go ahead and extend the show, too, while I'm talking with you guys. And so we will open the line for callers, 646-478-0377. And let me go ahead and enter the My BTR little page here. I've got already pining away waiting for me to edit, and we will do that. And what's going on with the French Quarter? You guys are talking about... New Orleans. Is that what it is? Is that the New Orleans that you're talking about? Because I think you were talking about a witch, that voodoo queen. What was her name? I'm trying to remember her name. She was amazing, amazing spirit, amazing energy. Yeah, fire would love it there. That would be like right up her alley. I mean, she's like awesome with that stuff. And let me see. Upcoming. There it is. I edit that. Yeah, the call-in number, there it is, 646-478-0377. And I'm going to take it out to 90 minutes tonight. I'm not going to do full 2 hours because I got to get up in the morning to go to work. Got to pay the bills here at the Broken Tree Ranch. And there we go. We got the show extended. We're all set, guys. And we got a caller, 928 area code. And hello, 928, come in.
This is Dominica. What, you have a little mint in my mouth.
You got mint in your mouth?
A mint in my mouth.
You got a mint in your mouth. It's just amazing, you know. Okay, girl, yeah, you got the... Speaking of that, you just reminded me. One of the tradition we have, a great tradition here on GRI, is to do, we do these things with food tonight. For all of you in the audience, including all the other distractions. Oh, my God, the K2 just went crazy, and it hit 2. I'm not kidding. It went to 2.5. Way cool. So hello to whoever you are in here. Thank you for coming in. But I think they heard me talking about food. So what we're going to talk about tonight in the background for you guys in here, I want you to start exchanging all the recipes for chocolate desserts you can possibly come up with. The most drippy, just amazingly, you know, sweet, filled with morsely chocolate, dripping chocolate ice cream, maybe, or a hot chocolate drinks or things like that. And we just had another flash on the cake too. And oh yes, yes. Think about all the chocolate you could possibly eat, with good chocolates, the chocolates that are brown and just full of flavor, melting in your mouth, you know, on a cool night when you're out in the front yard. I'm sorry, I really had to get into that. Anyway, Don, now I got it all set up. Are you hungry?
Are you talking to me?
Yeah, I'm talking to you. Are you talking to me? Say hello to my little friend.
I was writing down questions for Mother Earth before you say, you got three questions? I got three questions.
All right, I'll tell you what. Three questions for Mother Earth. You know, we've had Jesus on. We've had Sky Boss himself has showed up. You know, Mother Earth, let's bring her on. I mean, I'm cool with this. And, you know, we'll see what we get. Are you all set to go?
Yeah, I take that mint out. I think that's rude to talk with your mouth full.
Oh, no, it's perfect. Fine. You know, it's almost a requirement on this show to have food. Yeah. So, you know, if you chew with your mouth open, I'm not going to argue about it. It'll probably help the EVPs. So. Okay, here we go. We got the, make sure. There we go. I was wondering what was happening to my right channel. Okay, we got FM, and it's a nice rainy night here. God, it's going to be great EVP. I just got a feeling. So anyway, you're all set with your questions?
Sure.
Okay, here we go on the count. Now, let me just do a quick check recording. And sure enough, okay, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, check, check, check. And sure enough, okay, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, check, check, check. Okay, looks good. And I'm going to run the volume up just a bit. One more test. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Check, check, check. Oop, that didn't work out well. I think we'll go back to the other one. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Check, check, check. All right, fixed. I was trying some new stuff here. It's just not working out. Okay, here we go. Ready, set, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Go.
Well, we have three questions for Mother Earth. We love you. Our first question is, what are you doing?
Next.
Are there two of you?
Next.
Are there any messages for humanity?
Okay, we're going to go, we stopped it at just about 101, and let me go ahead and adjust some things here. All right, looking good. And let me see what we can come up with here. Now, what inspired you to come up with Mother Earth? That's a kind of a good one.
Something on Kathy's show today. I don't remember what it was. But it was the group, whatever we were talking about on Kathy's show.
All right. Well, let's see. Oops. Okay, that I knew that was going to happen. Let's see. I got to take that to 10. So sometimes you get a little bit of an artifact, and when you do the compressions, I've gotten pretty good at this, and I can kind of estimate, but sometimes you'll go just a little too close to the end of somebody's voice, and you'll catch it, and it won't compress as high as you need it to. And so there's just an art form to this. I've learned it as I was going, and boy, it's a lot of fun, but it's also some work. Now, you know, it's funny. The stuff that was going on with those earthquakes and the shift in the axis and stuff like that, I kind of like that question. What are you doing? It's actually not a bad question. What is she doing? I mean, what's going on? I mean, what's up? You know, 4.5 billion years, you know, it's probably, you know, first thought I had was, well, I'm spinning. I'm doing 1,000 miles an hour, you know, spinning east. Somewhere out there, I'm hanging out with somebody having breakfast, and somewhere else, sunset's happening. you know.
yeah.
Let's see. I'm really working on a volcano. Let's see. Yeah, my volcanoes are great. I do a great job on this.
I didn't think of all the possible answers.
I was just sitting there, like, I was sitting there listening, and I was like, "Wait a minute, that's so, that's way cool." It just got to me. I was like, "Think of the possibility." What's Mother Earth?
Well, I'm not doing anything right now. I'm listening to John's radio show.
Yeah, actually, that's it. Mother Earth is like, you know, she evolved plastic and blog talk for the whole purpose of listening to this show. That's the point of it all. Okay, I get it now. You know, remember that when George Carlin had that, you know, why was the Earth created? The Earth wanted plastic. Plastic, yeah. It just wanted plastic. That's why it evolved mankind. It's just, you know, plastic.
I remember that. We're going to save Mother Earth, and we can't even save ourselves.
I know, and he's sitting there, and he's going, you think we really make a difference? Earth will just shake us off like a bad case of fleas. I just laughed. I was like, oh, my God.
What's that?
I think, you know what? We ought to try to get George Carlin to come through from the other side. I'll bet you he's got some kick-ass things to say, you know? I mean, he would be funny to have on.
Yeah, he would.
Oh, my God. If somebody's got to remember to tell me to do that because, man, that's going to be a good show. Yeah, and I'm going to be on. I'll tell you guys what. Let's try to get George Carlin on tomorrow because I'm doing a special show tomorrow night. So we'll do that and see if we can get George Carlin to come on and explain himself and how things are going these days. Let's see. I am doing some noise removals here, and it's starting to. Now, what was going on Kathy's show that got you thinking about this kind of thing? This has got my curiosity up here.
John, I'm trying to remember what I had for dinner tonight. 3 hours ago.
Oh, my God. Oh, my God. I can't remember what I had for... I don't even remember... I do remember what I had for breakfast because there's only one thing to have. So, yeah, that's easy. As long as there's no other possibilities, then it's easy to remember stuff. But the show,
it was a really, really great show, and there was a great energy there. Felt really, really great.
Well, that's how it is on Kathy's shows. I mean, you know, she's got so many different hosts coming in. She's got this whole... I keep calling it her broadcast empire. I mean, it's just... I don't get to listen to it as often as I'd like to, but I've been making a big point of starting to listen to other people's shows, you know, much more because I'm finding out I sure as hell don't know everything, and I listen to some of these people and I go, wow, I didn't know that. So it's like addictive, you know, it's kind of a blog talk thing.
A lot of good information. I mean, the communications are wide open all over the internet, YouTube, and these radio shows. It's awesome.
Oh yeah, I mean, there's just so much going on, and the people. I mean, it's like when Nick talks and things. I mean, that guy, he's like deep. I mean, you'll sit there and you'll get like hypnotized. You go, wow, man, I didn't know that. And then you get talking, you know, listening to him talk, and you go, I'm really peaceful right now, man. I just feel so peaceful.
Yeah.
And then I turn on the TV, and it's like, oh no.
I know.
No, it's everything, man. Let's see. I'm getting these. It's a nice pattern tonight. It looks we've got left channel is as usual kind of knocked down a bit. So I think we've got the right channel bias and big circle is in tonight. I talked to my friend Christine, by the way, Christine Griffith over at CJEVP. I gave her a call tonight. She popped onto Facebook and left me a message saying, "Hey, give me a call." So we did, and she might be out listening tonight. So I'm hoping she is. She is just an amazing EVP professional and somebody I have a lot of respect for. And if you get the chance to go out there, go check the links. Go check out CJEVP because they've just got great stuff going on. And we're going to play some of her EVPs that she's going to send me on one of the next two shows. So we will be, whoops.
But John, do me a favor. When you tell me about a friend of yours, let me know what side of the veil they're on.
Oh, yeah. No. She's alive, you know. Yeah.
Oh, okay.
I do have those people that are alive, you know, that occasionally hang out with me.
Oh, they you have, do like, have live friends?
Yeah, they do have like a friggin' pulse, you know. I mean, that's funny. Can I meet your friends? Well, I'm sorry, they're all dead, but, you know. Okay. Hang out in graveyards. It's a lot of fun that way, you know.
Oh, God.
I could see me going. Like
you're invisible friends.
Yes, I hear the voices in my head, and they talk to me, and it's really great, you know. Oh, my God. The trouble is, they really do talk that way, and they're really nice, and they make their point across. I haven't had, though, anything in the last few weeks. I haven't had anything. I just had the one that came through on the trailer and scared the bejesus out of me, and I was like really ticked at the guy. I'm like, don't do that, man. And it was like, he could tell he was all chagrined, like, ooh, I screwed up. Yeah, shouting in my ear when I'm walking down a dark trail with no flashlight. Yeah, that's really a great way to make a friend.
You know? Did you have an invisible friend when you were little?
Actually, since I've been, you know, inclined my whole life with all this kind of thing, my first event where I had anything paranormal that happened was we lived in a town of Roseville, California, and I was, my dad was working in defense, and we were in this little, they had a little bedroom community where everybody that worked in the company bought the houses out in this one area. And we were on top of old Indian burial grounds and hunting grounds of the Miwok Indians. And at the time, you know, I knew that these things were out there. You know, the other kids in the neighborhood were talking about finding arrowheads and things like that. So it was always a big thing to go out in the fields and try to find these things. And I never found anything, you know. It's like I was the only one that never could. But I was also, basically afflicted with a speech disorder. Believe it or not, me. You know, here I am on radio talking all the time. You can't shut me the hell up. I actually went through 9 years of speech therapy because of the difficulties I had, because I had been injured at birth. And so I could not speak. I really couldn't. And I had to go through a lot of work and a lot of rehabilitation to get my voice. And then one day that just worked, and everything just started happening, and then they couldn't shut me the hell up. And so I was kind of stuck out a little bit, and it was kind of a childhood where I didn't get a lot of acceptance, if you will, from some of the neighborhood kids. So I was alone quite a bit, and I started having paranormal experiences there at that home, because what would happen would be I'd see these sparkly energies, and they were very predominant, and they would actually hang out with me. And it was what I always felt, it was like later in life, I've always felt that was a very real event. I saw it a number of times. And and they would actually play with me. They would actually, I would run and they would chase me and I'd chase them and they'd run back. And I think it was a spirit entity that actually was spending time with me. And it wasn't so much like me seeing a person as it was these energies, and they were very friendly, and I think they knew I had a little problem, and they were just being kind, and I've never forgotten that, and that was my very first paranormal experience, and it was just a wonderful thing. And
what colors were these sparkles?
They were absolutely brilliant white, and there were too many to count. They were actually connected together, like if you were to think of orbs, but brilliant orbs. I could see them and with no trouble. And I would tell Mom about them. I remember telling my mother about them, and she never really didn't disbelieve me, but she just smiled. And I think she just accepted the fact that that was sort of the family thing, because we all have these gifts. And so she just kind of went, oh, that's good. And she just encouraged me, you know, I think she probably wanted to make sure it was okay. And then once she was settled that it was okay, it was just one of those things. So I actually had these spirit friends when I was a very little kid. I was about 5 years old.
What Dorian Virtue talks about, these sparkling energies in her book, Archangels and Ascended Masters.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's really interesting.
Well, I always felt like ever since then, I can tell you this, when I'm out in the forest, because I grew up in the Sierra Nevadas and running around all through the the mountains up there, and it's just been a great existence because I got the opportunity to, I could be out by myself for hours at a time out there in the forest, and I never felt alone. I always felt like I had protection, and I've always felt watched and cared for when I'm out there, and I've always thought that my guides had a little extra help out there for me, and to this day, when I go out, I feel absolutely comfortable. It's just a sensation of being, in good hands, So I'll tell you, when I see kids that have paranormal experiences and are talking about things, and I don't ever make fun of little kids that are talking about their experiences because it's a big thing, And for them to be able to keep that and have that the rest of their lives is a real gift. And I'm very lucky. I'm very lucky to have had parents that were open-minded to this stuff. So, go ahead.
I was going to say my parents weren't, and I would tell them of things that happened. My mom would say, that's impossible. They would stop happening. I'd go to another dimension, or I would see auras on people. So I just stopped sharing with them, because I couldn't have a concept of an adult lying. I don't think we believe that people lie, so it had to be true. If they said that's impossible, it's impossible. It stopped happening. Later it started again when I said, I don't believe you, but it's great that your parents were open.
Oh yeah, my mother, all five girls were psychic in some sense, and we had mediums in the family. Going back to Kansas, on my grandmother's side, and so it really it carried down through the Scottish line, and so it just has been these people were red haired, flaming red hair, sparkling trout colored eyes and very distinctive eyes, and it's just they have a kind of a strength about them. And it's just amazing how many could do premonition. One of them I know actually, my aunt can actually bilocate. So she can actually project her spirit body and you can actually see it. And I've seen it once and it blew me away because I walked right by it and then I realized what I was looking at. And then I came around a corner and there she was, and she was looking pretty embarrassed. And I'm going, did I just see what I just thought I saw? And she's going, oh, yep. And she just, when she's tired, her mind just slips, and she actually is in two places at one time, and it's just something that she does. But plenty of that kind of experience as a kid, and I just was taught it was a normal part of life. I didn't think it was weird at all, So, well, hey,
it's
you know what?
Be such great fun when we remember how to do all these things and just do them,
I agree. I think the universe is a mysterious, wonderful mystery that's supposed to be savored. It's supposed to be fun. It's not supposed to be some big, horrible thing that we're all running around in fear. I think that mystery and magic and the things that make day-to-day life, something to be treasured. That's what it's supposed to be. And that's these shows that I do and the what you guys do out there and all that. What are they talking about? I have no boobs. What are you guys talking about in the chat room? Anyway, talking about magic. I've got magic boobs.
I wish I had melons.
See, this is why I love this show. These things.
That's Fly Girl.
Oh, Fly Girl, you are funny. Anyway, but the magic of existence is supposed to be just that. We're supposed to be feeling good about things and enjoying life and not running around worried about, points on a stock exchange board or worried about this or that or who's in control. Bottom line is we're here for a short time, and I think if we just hang on to each other and say, hey, I love you, man. Love you, woman. Hey, let's hang out together. Hey, let's party. Let's talk to ghosts. Hey, let's do this. And that's the mission, And, of course, there's one other thing I'm here to do, and this is for Kathy. Oh, no. Yes, this is for Kathy. Just wanted you to know, Kathy.
Uh-oh.
Just think about the water, okay? I'm sorry. I'm so bad. And we're going to all say a prayer tonight. Actually, Fire Witch, if you could do me a favor, if we could help help Fly Girl get some bigger boobs, I think we could really. If you could do, I'll try to help you with a spell to have some bigger boobs. You know, okay. we have your question ready, and it looks like we're all set. We got 49 minutes remaining, and we are going to play the first part here. From 2 seconds to nine, and I'll turn this up a little. There we go.
We have three questions for Mother Earth. We love you. Our first question is, what are you doing?
Okay, what are you doing? How's it shaking? How's it shaking, Mother Earth? Okay, and I'm going to turn this down. Okay, here we go. It's going to be from 10 to 12 seconds, and let's see what we got. I want to save all of them. Now that is wild. That's the first thing that was said, and it sounds, I can't tell if it's male or female. It's if I had to lean, it would be female.
Wow.
Wild, huh? I want to save all of them. So, okay, 12 to 14. Here we go. Next phrase. I read this right, says she wants to feel all of them. Says she wants to feel all of them. And it's really, it was hard because I wasn't sure if she was saying she wants to kill all of them, which, you know, that would not be good. But but it's, I settled on, yeah, I'm really tired of you guys. I'm going to shake you off like fleas. Okay, here we go. Anyway, but says she wants to feel all of them. So I get the feeling she's trying to talk with all of them and wants people to remember her more. 14
and
to 16.
Deb says that's the closest to real words she's heard yet. That's pretty cool.
All right. 14 to 16 seconds. And let's see, is K2 doing things? Okay. Nothing there. 14 to 16 seconds. Remember the Siloran, guys. Keep focusing on that positive side of that thing. We're going to upload a picture later. 14 to 16. Here we go. Let me shout at them. Let me shout at them. And it's that's like half of a phrase, so I'm just going to continue the other half. And that's from 16 to 18. Here we go. Go to the shining light. Go to the shining light. I really had to listen to that. It almost sounded like go to China Lake, but yeah, that's a naval research facility south of me, about 250 miles. But go to the shining light. 18 to 20.
And John, before you do that, Pamela says that she heard on a couple phrases back, she heard the word heal instead of, you thought it was feel or kill.
Oh, you're right. That's what that was saying. I was having a hell of a time with that. So, yeah, That actually, she wants to heal all of them. Okay, that makes more sense. Yeah, all of them. Okay, I think, yeah, I think, you know, I agree with that. Well, I'm glad you guys catch this stuff too, because I, you know, I'm not perfect. I'm definitely a human being, one guy with a set of bad ears.
Yeah, Deb's heard that too, yeah.
Okay, here we go. 18 to 21 and a half. Let's give this a shot. Will you help them? And it sounded almost like rocket, but I know it's a different word, so I'm gonna slip a little bit further here, 19 to 21, and see if I can catch the next part of that. It's a long phrase here, so we're going to have to construct it carefully. Here we go, 19 to 21. Okay, got that. I'll give you guys a phrase in just a second. 21 and a half to 23 for the end of that first question. Here we go. Phrase, but it's saying here, this is like a question back to us, will you help them walk it up here to run the steeple? And I don't know that that's right at the very end. I think that the steeple is something else, and I'm getting it wrong, but that's as close as I'm going to get. Will you help them walk it up here to run the, and then whatever this eeple thing is, I'm not sure, but I think that it's basically asking white workers to help them. Help everybody.
I heard the word causeway. I was just asking in the chat room what a causeway was, and Deb says it's like a bridge over marshes.
Yeah. Yeah, that would be about right. If it was a, you were hearing, not the steeple, it was a causeway?
No, it was one of the seconds before this. I heard the word causeway.
Yeah, I'm going to try 18 to 23, the full sequence, and see if I can get a better grasp of it. Here we go. Oh, I got it. People. Something about helping the people. It's people. I knew it was steeple was not it, so it's people. Will you help them walk it here? And there's something about to help the people. So I'm just going to kind of change it a little bit, but that seems to be the general gist of what's being said. So that's question
seems
number one.
Seems like a lot of concern for life.
Yeah, I definitely feel that, and I think that's exactly right. So let me take the next step here. Now, this one, I think, might need a little more reduction, so I'm just going to do one more noise reduction for the second one real quick, and then, I think that's going to work good here. One more. And that was actually a pretty clear set. I mean, so here we go with second question.
Are there two of
you? Okay, are there two of you? Now, what did you mean by that?
Well, there is, according to Barbara Marciniak, there is like a quantum planet Earth, you know, a new reality that I can't exactly explain it, but there's like a split going on and two planets,
okay.
Two Earths.
All right. Well, let's see what we got. This is going to be 28 to 30. Now, this is always what happens with EVP. There's always an introductory phrase. And if you guys have noticed when I do the show, so it's something I've been picking up. Generally, we get the first phrase response is going to be pretty much the answer to the question. And then the rest of it is just a bonus, whatever they feel like talking about. But let's see what we got here, 28 to 30. And it's definitely a phrase all on its own. So here we go. I am the white light. That's it. I am the white light.
Wow.
I am the white light. So I don't think that, I think that it's just a singular response. I am the white light. That's interesting. I don't know what to make of the response to that question, but let's keep going. That's pretty cool. 30 to 31, next phrase. It's actually kind of broken a little bit. Then it gets into some real detail here. Here we go, 30 to 31. It's either throws it or throws it. And I'm going to settle on throws it, something like that. It sounds more appropriate. Let me check our time, 38 minutes. Tell you guys what, I'm going to go ahead and extend because this is going to be a, I'm just going to take a moment and get that done. And then what we'll do is continue on. Here we go. Got 2 hours set for us. Great guys here. And let's continue forward. So we'll do this set for the second one. Then we'll take a brief break. I'll stretch and then we'll just go into the third question and get that all squared. So here we go. 31 to 33. Next phrase. Okay, what do you think that says?
Me?
Yeah.
I thought it said I was hired.
It says no help is coming. And it's not no N-O, it's no K-N-O-W. No help is coming. Now, what does that mean? You know? I mean, what does that say? Is that saying alien presence? Is there going to be some sort of new spiritual shift? Is something like that? Are we going to get angels coming through? Is it all of it? None of it?
I'll go for all of it.
Yeah, I'll go for all the help we can get. I mean, you know, it's a... The entrenched negativity needs, you know, it's a, this planet needs an enema. That's just the bottom line. We're going to need help here. We got a lot of crap to get rid of here, so the faster the better. Yeah. Anyway, let's see, 33 and a half to 36 and a half. Here we go.
Oh, John, I remembered what we were talking about, a shift on Kathy's show, and that, you know, those that would choose to be caretakers of a new earth would just transcend this earth to a pristine earth. And I said, why don't we ask her? And that's what we were talking about.
Well, I think the help is coming thing might be part of that. So it's definitely an interesting set of responses. I really think we are connecting with this energy. So let's see what we get. This one is really weird sounding from the start. So let's give it a shot. 33 and a half to 36 and a half. Okay, that's really easy. it sounds really bad, but it's really actually quite a simple one. I'm going to help you show them. I'm going to help you show them. So, and you know, it's funny. What are your opinions? This just comes to mind, and I don't know why I'm picking this up, but what do you think of crop circles?
Oh, isn't that funny? I've wondered if the Earth was creating the crop circles itself.
I really believe that, too. I think that it's actually a form of electromagnetic energy that's being done by the planet itself to try to message us. And I really do think that there's something there. I think that the planet is looking at us going, what in the hell are you guys doing? Are you nuts? Are you out of your minds? I gave you teepees. I gave you all the natural stuff that you had to go and screw it all up with this. Okay. At least we got the World Wide Web out of it. But, you know, I'm just thinking that, you know, there's a lot of concern on her part, and it sounds like she's going to do some things that are extraordinary. I think we're going to have a really weird time of it for a while, but, okay, here we go. 36 and a half to 39 and a half, and almost to the end here. This is actually really tender. This says, I love you find peace in her. I love you find peace in her. That's kind of cool.
Yeah, it is. It's kind of like talking in a third party.
It's almost like we've got an intermediary that's actually doing the talking, you know? That's kind of the thing I'm getting. It's not a direct, but, I mean, the energy is aware of us, and yet there's somebody that's in between doing the translation. So, interesting. I love you find peace in her. 39 to 41 seconds, and that ends the second set. Here we go. And it seems to be the typical kind of trail off here that we see when we get to the end of the question. So let's play this one, see what we get. Okay, I got it. Okay, this is what I see in you. So if we read, I'll go ahead and read the first two sets here. The first question, after, of course, we talked about chocolate. Remember the chocolate, guys. Get back to chocolates here. The first question, what are you doing? I want to save all of them. Say she wants to heal all of them. So, again, this is the talking. This is somebody intermediary that's talking between. I think you're right about this. Let me shout at them. Go to the shining light. Will you help them walk it up here to help the people? Now, the second question, are there two of you? The response is, I am the white light. Throws it, and it's sort of a, I don't know what the, throws it, and then it jumps to knows help is coming, or no help is coming, and that was pretty clear. Then the next is, I'm going to help you show them. I love you find peace in her. This is what I see in you. So that's the end of the second set. So I'll tell you what, why don't we take a brief break, and I'm going to just get up and stretch myself. I need that for a minute or two to kind of get the bones all uncracked here from sitting in a chair. And give everybody a little tinkle break, too. So we will be back here in about 2 minutes. And let's see what I can dig up out of the files here. The Ghost Riders, I don't know. Gosh, I got to find something good here. More than a couple of minutes. I need to stretch a second. Let's go with some remix. Saluda. Dominica.
Uh-huh.
Just making sure you were... I was just saying, are you still with us?
Okay. I was trying to find my speaker button so I could go potty.
Okay, go potty. All right, I'll see you in a minute.
Okay.
Go tinkle. Jeez. Bye.
For a Scooby snack? Bad boys, bad boys. What you gonna do? What you gonna do when they come for you?
Would you do it for a Scooby snack?
What you gonna do? What you gonna do when they come for you? Bad boys, bad boys. What you gonna do? What you gonna do when they come for you?
Are there any spiritual entities who wish to speak with us here at the bookstore? If so, please go ahead and...
Bad boys, bad boys.
What you gonna do?
Man, I give you no break. Not even your eyes, you not give you no break. Well, hey, bad boy, bad boy. What you gonna do? What you gonna do when they come for you? Bad boy, bad boy. What you gonna do? What you gonna do when they come for you? Bad boy, bad boy. What you gonna do?
He's the last one to do.
When they come for you? Bad boy, bad boy. What you gonna do?
Really, I'm sorry.
Jamana give you no break. Not even your eyes give you no break. Bad boy, bad boy. What you gonna do? What you gonna do when they come for you? Bad boy, bad boy. What you gonna do? What you gonna do when they come for you? Bad boy, bad boy. What you gonna do?
Man, this is Spookville.
GRI is filmed on location by the men and women of Ghost Rider Investigations. All cases are suspect until proven genuine through scientific analysis and testing.
She's making me oh God, you guys are talking about Everclear. Anyway, did everything come out okay for everybody? I'm just making sure. And Dom is back here, I'm sure. Dom, are you okay? Everything work out?
Yeah, I'm fine. I can't find my get it off speaker button. Oh, that's all right.
Damn it, Jim, I'm a doctor, not a mechanic. I can't find it. I can't get this patient saved. Okay, there you go. I can't find the speaker button. What am I doing? Spot things. We've got some distant echoes. She's got the answers. Talk to Kathy. She can fix your button. Okay. Sorry, I'm starting to lose it here. It's late at night. I've been through a hell of a weekend here, folks.
And the good Lord says that GRI has talked with God, and we're here to help you talk with the spirits. Thank you very much.
Okay, now I'm off that kick.
I got it in my system. I feel very religious right now. Don't you always love those preachers, you know, in the morning, on Sunday morning, they all talk that same way? I think they go to school for that. You got to learn to talk this way. Okay. Sorry. Design Schwarzenegger, yes, I'm back. Okay, this guy for talking to you that way. Okay, so I am, let's see, what do we got here? We got everybody talking about chocolate. I went off on a tangent with honey chocolate bars with Rice Krispies. So I think that somebody's talking about ice circles. Oh, that's you, Don. What's that about? What is that video?
Well, that's only one picture of an ice circle. There was a much better one years ago, and it filled a whole bay around New York, and it was like it wouldn't have held the weight of a small child, but it was intricate designs. And I was trying to find it while we had a break on YouTube, but I couldn't find that particular one. It was, you know, as intricate as the ones you see in the crops, but it was on this thin, like 2 or 3 inch thick ice.
Go have the link for tomorrow. We'll post it and take a look at it all together. I think that'd be kind of cool.
Yeah, I'll see if I can find it. It wasn't on YouTube. I think it was some meeting that I went to or one of Greg Braden's things or something.
Okay. Well, here we go. Third and final question. It's, let me turn my speaker up. Here we go. 43 and a half to 46 and a half is your question. Here we go.
Are there any messages for humanity?
Okay, anything for humanity. Now, the first thing is the typical one single phrase, usually about a second's worth, and this is 47 to 48 seconds. It's probably telling us, probably going to, what, are you crazy? Okay, I've got plenty to say. 47 to 48, here we go. Try to sow. I'm beginning to think that's meaning try to plant things. So let's take it from 48 to, boy, this is a long phrase. It just keeps going on and on. It's a run-on one. I'll take it to 50 and a half and then break there and see what we get. Here we go. This is hard to understand. Try to sow, and then it says, want you to help the city or want you to leave the cities. And I can't tell which. It's sort of there's multiple voices in here, and it's a difficult read. I'm going to go ahead and stretch it a little bit. We'll play some of that again, because it's such a long phrase, I have to kind of overlap it. 49 to 52, and so we're going to see what we keep picking up here, and I'll just keep adding to this sentence. Okay, that's pretty clear. Okay, so far it's trying to sow, or maybe if that first one is maybe trying to go. I'm going to just mark that with question marks. Won't you either help the city or won't you leave the city? Will you help them? Will you go help them? Okay, so that keeps going, and it's really a long run-on bunch of stuff here. I'm going to take it from 51.5 to 54.5. Here's
John, could it be like sowing crops as opposed to sowing material? Like leave the city, go sow food and...
Yeah, exactly. It's talking about growing things. So that's exactly what I was thinking. And it would fit in with the kind of the earth theme. And let's see. Karen says here, let me pull that up a little bit. Karen says, every day I say a prayer and part of it's release all negativity absorbed by the white lies, causing no one harm. Does she think that it's helpful or the same kind of thing she's talking about? I think that anytime we do prayer, anytime we do this kind of work and are trying to do good in the world, we're going to help that along. But there's a reason for negativity. There's, you know, a lot of people will rail about this, but negativity is the other half of goodness, and the fact that just because we have light and dark, plus and minus, good and bad, these things balance out and are necessary for our learning here and all this kind of thing. But it's good to know that the good side does strike the balance. And then if you can look at things like that and strike a balance and do something to fix things, do something to clean things up, do something to help somebody, you're doing the right thing. So I think you're right on, Karen. So here we go. 51.5 to 54.5. Let's see what the rest of this says here. The city will fight them. What she's saying is the cities are a bad place to be, which I absolutely have been, my internal instincts have been telling me that when this thing goes to hell in a handbasket, is that the cities are going to be definitely not be the place to be. And this is saying this repeatedly, that whatever this is coming, it's going to be, the city ain't going to be the place to be. And it's talking about sowing crops, and it's exactly the mindset of the... you hear the survivalist type mentality a lot more, and there's a big business in this. A lot of people are buying the, and I've been out talking about seeds and things like that and growing things and having the tools you need to grow things. If you're hearing it in this reading, which is essentially this is saying basically what I've been saying for quite some time, is to at least have some idea of where you would go and what you would do and get out of the city. So, obviously something's coming, and we've all been feeling this. It's not a surprise. So,
I've been asking people for years, take out your grass and put in a little food. We're getting our food up from Mexico. It's depleted of energy, dead food, old food, and we're watering lawns. Why are we watering lawns when we could be growing things that we could eat with that same water?
I'm going to tell you something. Speaking of lawns, that actually you can take the lawn that you have, and actually, this is something I discovered quite by accident. When I was married, I had a garden that we planted squash. Squash are prolific. They're great plants, and they just you treat them with a little kindness, and they'll reward you with just a bounty. And we were really kind of financially strapped at the time, and it was, food was really a tough thing. And so I was growing a garden, and we were just rolling in these squash. And what I found out was I decided, just as an experiment, I would plant the squash plants just in a little circle I cut out of the lawn, right in the middle of the lawn. Well, evidently the grass plants loved the lawn, or loved the squash and vice versa. They got along. There's an old thing in gardening where you have plants that are pretty symbiotic. And so there's certain plants you can plant together and others you really shouldn't put together because they'll do each other harm. And whatever it was with this squash, I had squash plants 6 feet tall. And what I think was happening was that the grass actually planted up so close to the squash plants held in the moisture better. And they got along really well. So You know, my take on grass is that if you're gonna have a garden, go dig up a bunch of your lawn, but keep enough of it so that it holds the moisture in, and it's actually providing a kind of a nice place for the earthworms to all, you know, run around underneath and mm-hmm. do their thing. And but you're taking advantage of the soil conditions, and so it's actually there is a use for it. It's just that it's just the fact that you would plant it and just have it for green, you know, that's the wasteful part. But it actually has a function, and a lot of people never really have thought about that. And I got looking at it, and I played around with that over the years, and it really is a workable concept. It actually does work with certain crops, and so I think give it a shot. You know, this planting season, see what you think, and I think you'll walk away going, wow.
Well, the winter rye, the ryegrass, it puts a lot of nitrogen into the soil. And you can even turn that into the soil come fall and replant it, you know, in your, or let it go to seed, whatever. But it puts a lot of nitrogen into the soil.
Yeah, well, I think that's what it did. I think between whatever the nutrients being brought in, like nitrogen, and other things, and bringing in earthworms, you know, and having it, see, because what I grew up with were the gardens where you plowed the whole garden and everything, the earth was all ripped up, and you had, footpaths that you stomped around on between their garden rows, and it was just an old traditional, you know, victory garden. And this method is a little different. It's sort of a crossover kind of thing. And I just really believe that, it holds more moisture in. The garden seems to like it better. And, it's just seemed, you know, I ended up with a 6-foot-tall squash plant. I mean, this thing just was huge. It was higher than me. I mean, and my mother came over and went, what in the hell? It's like, yeah, look at this thing. It's crazy. And we got squash. And a matter of fact, it lived, because we actually had it a little closer to the house. It lived all the way up until November. And we actually got more out of that thing than anything. And I've never forgotten that plant. But I think I'm going to try that again this year, because we've had a late start on the garden because of the rain. We're still having rain here, and it's still getting cold weather. So we're kind of waiting to get the last part of the garden in, and we'll have that in. And I'll tell you guys how it goes. I'll try planting again in the see what we get.
Well, you know, I can tell you one that's even wilder than your squash plant. I had a listing in Skull Valley, and that, you know, this particular property had a swamp in the back corner, and most of the property was sub-irrigated, which means the water comes up from underneath. So when they grow things for their horses and such, they didn't have to water. It just kept growing all the time. And there were grapevines on that property that you could walk underneath. They were like tree trunks. Telling a young man this story one time, he says, oh my God, how big were the grapes? The grapes were regular size, but they had grown forever. You know, these things just kept growing. Nobody had to water them. It was amazing.
Yeah. I mean, we have a huge grape arbor here, and it's just about 40 feet from where I'm sitting right now. And those things are amazing. I mean, I love every year when they get growing, because my mother really never did anything with them. You know, she was thinking about doing wine, and they've got seeds in them. You know, they're not the kind you just get from the store. But I like them because they're these. I don't even know what the variety is, but they're a purple grape, and I love to get them, and they're just I'll chew on them and spit seeds out all over the place. But they taste really good. They're really sweet. You know, and it's just this good, you know, thing. And we don't use any fertilizer beyond sear manure and no chemicals. So. And about the only thing we use bug repellent wise is soap and water. You know, we just have sprayers, and also we go out and pick the bugs off. What a concept! You know, actually.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
Yeah. It's weird, isn't it? Yeah.
Yeah. That's basic.
We have to use chemicals to kill it all. They told us that's what we're supposed to do. Yeah. Right. Okay.
Yeah.
Well, I don't want to have a third arm growing out of my backside, okay? Thank you. My God, I've got the arms. But, the government says it's okay. Yeah, right. 54 and a half seconds to 56. Here we go. Can't tell what the last part is. I'm going to try to cross it over a little and see if I can get the final part. 56 to 57 and a half. Here we go. Okay, so this is going to tell me, going to help her leaving. This is interesting. It's strange. It's a very strange reading. I mean, it's just not your normal family member coming in and say, yes, I'm headed to the other side. It's like Mother Earth going, it's coming down, man. This ain't good. Okay, 58 to the last part, 58 to 1 minute and 1 second. Here we go. Okay, I got it. It was tough. This is like the final thing. She's warning it's going to hell now. Yeah, I figured that out. Really, we got it, girl. Yeah, try to sow. She's going trying to sow, so try to plant things. Won't you leave the city? So basically imploring us to get out of these big population centers. Will you go help them? And she's talking to the people who are aware to try to make sure that people who are aware try to at least get folks to try to understand what's coming down. The city will fight them. So this means that what I'm thinking this means is that the cities are going to turn and run out and assert themselves and try to grab every last resource they can, but unfortunately it won't work out for the best. So those who are here at the time are going to be the ones that are going to be doing well. Going to tell me, going to help them leaving, and I think this is sort of the whoever this is commenting between the two. It's kind of a translation. That's what I really think is going on. But it says here, she's warning it's going to hell now. She's warning it's going to hell now. So, yeah. So it's definitely all these, you know, I mean, we've had, what, 2 centuries of industrialization, pretty terrible environmental problems caused by all this activity. And it's actually, you know, the United States, believe it or not, is now no longer the primary polluter. It's China. And,
wow.
We've been learning, you know, we've actually done pretty good turning our act around since the 60s when this really started getting our attention. And so, you know, the old whipping boy of whipping this country is I think the wrong thing, because we as a people have become more enlightened in this area. And what I'm seeing in what's being said here is it's talking about the third world countries, the third world nations that are, you know, rapidly turning to industrialization, and they're ripping themselves to pieces, like Brazil. which is, you know, cutting out the lungs of the planet by ripping down the rainforests and all these other things. It's these nations, Mexico, you know, with the overpopulation and the craziness going on there and the political strife and the, you know, South America always being in trouble. And, you know, take a look at the Middle East and tell me it's a great place. You know, it's just, the balance is about to come down in a big way, and it's going to be a big, big, rough thing. So pretty damn good question there, Dom. I mean,
there's a lot to consider. Something you said brought something to my mind. For some reason, Monsanto's been coming to me. Some people will tell me Monsanto's doing this, or the TV goes on by itself, and they're talking about Monsanto patenting the seeds and not allowing people seeds. And but I was thinking of one day I was praying or meditating, whatever you want to call it, on rain. I was on my son's deck, and it started to rain. But I looked, and it was only raining 6 feet around me. You know, the other side of the deck was dry. And I said, you know, I really got to think bigger or something. But so I was telling somebody today, well, Monsanto may have all the seeds, but at least we have connection with the water. You know, they can't take that away.
You know what? The seed, you know, Monsanto, there's a big plot to try to get people to buy seeds and to go through a set group of people who are going to produce all these foods, and they're going to genetically modify all that. There's heirloom seed companies up the yin yang that are all going, we don't trust you, you know what. And that's going to be, you know, people that are in the know have already got these things, and I've got my own. I mean, we've kept our own seed stock, and we're being very careful with that. And it's amazing how, people are buying these hybrids, and then they keep the seeds, and they go to plant the next year, and the hybrid, you know, grows a plant, but it doesn't fruit. It doesn't do anything. You know, and or it doesn't, you know, spread at all. So it's just amazing. But I like that thing of the rainstorm. It rained 6 feet around me, but that was it.
it was. I go, oh, my gosh. that was interesting. Now, seeds, you can still buy heirloom seeds, and I've been saving seeds for years. And it's amazing. They will grow even after 10 years sometimes. And they found seeds in the pyramids that would germinate. You know, that was amazing.
Yeah.
But get your heirloom seeds. You can still buy some of those. You can't buy them at heirloom.com. They're so over-ordered, but you can get them at some of your nurseries and stuff like that, and then save. Let some of your plants go to seed and save them. And share with the neighbors. Grow zucchinis till they're coming out your ears, and share them with your neighbors. It's fresh food. Yeah,
that's great. Exactly what we do. We have next door neighbors that just are. They watch us. They try to. Our next door neighbors are great people, but their garden is a disaster, and they watch us. And we like have this giant 1 acre garden, and we've got everything under the sun, and it just is always this. You know, all our plants are. Hello.
Wow.
They're all, heh. And we've just got all kinds of things going on. And, they always come over and ask us for advice and stuff, but then they always come over and want the food, too. It's like, you need to, like, stick on your own stuff. You know, but then I just posted a couple of links there. We had seedsavers.org, www.seedsavers.org, and we also had www.heirloomseeds.com. And I also
posted
search results. So, hey, you know, hit some of those guys. I mean, it's still not—it's not too late. You can still put things in like squash and different things, and you know, at a minimum, just go out to a good place, nursery, and grab some things that are already sprouted and stick them in the ground. Hell, you'll have some fun, you know. And it works really good. You know, let's see. John got an impatient caller. 661.
Hey, well, we're done with Mother Earth. Maybe you might want to take this call.
Yeah, I'm not sure what's going on here. Let me take a look at the look at my board here, because I'm all confused right now. I'm very confused. Not okay. All right. No, I don't have any caller out there. I don't see. I saw 111, Kathy, but I didn't see the 661, and I was a little afraid of taking the 111 because all the troubles with Skype callers, and despite the fact I'm on Skype myself, but. Generally, if they won't put their by the way, a little known thing to all of you, if you are a Skype caller and you have Skype out, I think it's free now that you can actually have your number identified, and I now do that on Skype myself. I actually have my own my phone number show up as a free thing, so you can go into the Skype menu on your if you have a Skype account and have your real phone number show up, so people will take your call. Concept. So yeah, there we go. 111 is showing up again. So I'll go ahead and take it, but we'll just do that in just a second. But thanks, Kathy. So let's go ahead and see what that's about. But hey, Dom. So you're all set. You think you like that?
Yeah, I like that. That was fun. Thanks, John. You're really good at multitasking. I'm impressed. How you can do all these things: type in channel, talk on the phone. Do the EVPs. That's amazing.
I'm absolutely confused most of the time, though, you know.
see, there is three of you over there.
That's right. It's actually been three separate lives, and they're all coming in together, crossing over the space-time. Yes, but and then at the end of the night, I'm just completely going, oh, my God, I start quivering. Anyway, but it's good to. I had a great time. I mean, and we'll see you tomorrow. And if you got that video, I think that'd be really cool.
Yeah, I'll see if I can find it.
Okay.
You know, have a fun evening. See you in the chat room. Love you.
Okay. All right. See you later, Bill.
Bye.
Okay, bye. And with that, let's take a look here. We've got 111. I'm going to go ahead and pull you up. And if you are a troll, you go bye-bye. So here we go. Anti-troll spray out. 111, you're on the air.
Hello.
Hello.
How are you doing this evening, man?
Pretty good.
Yeah, I've been listening to your show. It's a pretty good show, man. I kind of have an interesting story to share with you, and I'm not a troll. I mean, I know most trolls start out that way. I'm not a troll.
Okay.
I actually just had a weird experience that I'd like to tell you about, though. It's I'm still a little freaked out about it, actually, to tell you the truth. And I don't believe what I just saw, to tell you the truth.
All right.
And let me first off say I'm not under the influence of any drugs, obviously. 3 years ago, my parents and I moved into this house, into our house that we're in now, and some strange stuff's been actually kind of happening around this house. But I really didn't believe what it was, and I guess I set my cup on one part of the table, and I looked the next minute. It's on another part of the table, so it's kind of weird. And but just now, though, it's weird. I think this is freaking me out, to tell you the truth, dude. I'm serious. I'm sorry. It's just so freaking.
Hey, calm
me.
Down. Let's start. I'm gonna ask you one thing. What's your name there, guy?
My name is Bob.
Okay, Bob. All right, so take it from the start. You know, you got into this house. You moved into this new place, correct?
Right, yeah.
Okay, now, so something happened with this cup. Now, let's just go from the beginning. So this cup actually did something. You actually watched it do something.
Well, no, I turned and it was gone, but there's no, you know what? I thought it was just like my parents playing a trick on me, but they weren't there. So I don't know. It was kind of weird.
Oh, so it actually disappeared. You actually looked, and it was there, and then it was gone.
Yeah, it was gone.
Okay,
I was.
What happened next?
Well, you know, I must actually fast forward to something I saw today. It was actually what I'm actually just I just saw it just now. It's kind of weird. It's kind of ironic, huh? But that's why I'm so freaked out. And I just saw a man and a woman walking, and I'm not sure what the heck I'm seeing. To be honest, truth.
Is this an older home?
It's about 30 years old. Yeah, it's
okay.
An older home, and I'm seeing these people walking. I'm actually following them right now. Actually, you want me to? I mean, I'm following them. I'm trying to see where they're going.
You're what?
I'm following them to see where they're going. It's kind of scary. I know. I'm
you actually see them?
I see them, yeah. I just saw them walk by me, and I decided to follow them and see where they're going.
So you're telling me you have two spirit entities in the house that you're actually physically witnessing at this very moment?
Yeah.
Okay. All right, Bob. So now...
But oh, dude. Oh, my gosh. Dude, you still there?
Yeah, I'm still here.
Okay, I'm sorry. Oh my God, I'm not believing what I'm seeing.
What is it?
Oh my gosh! Oh my gosh!
I got enough of that. That's not. I'm not even going to go there. I just hung up. So I went ahead and took care of that before it became a problem. Yeah. Well, to Bob, because I caught that little catch in the voice, and Bob, you are not Bob. And see, I was already onto it. I'm getting better in my old age. I have the my troll spray out, and it was called Hang Up. Kathy, the boot button worked really good here on the phone, too. Yeah, I'm sorry. If I was seeing the spirit, it would be a little more live during the show. I think it would be a little more odd, but... Anyway, Bob, good luck to you, but don't call back, please. Just go bug some other show. We're a lot more aware than most others, and I have a feeling he probably came in. It's funny, Kathy, since I've got some of those security measures I have, I'm able to tell exactly where this guy was, and I have a feeling it might be in Michigan. But anyway, we'll just see where that goes. Anyway, let's see. We got 23 minutes remaining in the show, and anti-troll spray, it really works. Let's go ahead and do a little bit of, you know what? I'm going to take the Siler on offline, and we're going to just go ahead and see if I can. Number one, I had one problem. I realized something. I forgot my password for my own website on GRI. I'm going to have to mail my password to myself. I'm feeling terrible. I was like, I changed it the other day because I had to, and a bunch of stuff, and I went to go in and get to it today before I, no, I'm not going to do that. There we go. Let's see if I can get in. Yeah, I'm a guest user in my own site, and let me see if I can, yeah, I'll just do the lost my password thing and reset it. And, yeah, let's email that. There we go. Okay, so I'm going to go to my thing here. And, yeah, that guy, that was something. I could just see it coming. He was building up for that big thing, and I just took it away from him. So, ha-ha. Okay, there it is. I've got my password reset, so I'll get in. What we're going to do is I'm going to take the Siler on, and we're going to go ahead and... reset the password first. Okay, this should do it. And I'll re-log in. And let's see. Okay, that got me in. Good. Okay, so what we're going to do is I'm going to go into the gallery and get set to upload an image there to the media album. And then we'll set, you know, I haven't done it yet, but what I'm going to do is set up a place to, here it is, GRI Research Media. No, that's not going to be it. Just the regular media. We'll temporarily upload into just the base media folder. And then I'm going to create a Siler-on, location. Now, what we were doing on tonight's experiment for the Siler-on was to go ahead and I'm going to finish this session. And the idea was that we were going to project a positive field to this, and then I was going to basically take it and see if what we got from about 8:40 to 11:09 here. So we've had a few hours of collect time, and now it's doing its thing, and I'm going to run the analysis tool. And I'll take a snapshot, and I'm going to upload it, and I'll paste the link for you guys to see how we did. So I'm going to take a snapshot. I've got PaintShot Pro ready to go. And as soon as I get the analysis tool to do its thing, it's sitting there crunching the numbers right now. And let me see what we get. Let me see what the chat room's doing. And there's a stupid kid. How do you think I knew Fire Witch? Fire Witch is like, she's probably already sitting there going, I'll get him.
Good, do it. Get him.
And oh, Karen took off on us. Okay, she took off. Yep, you guys are right on the money. You mean about the LSD? Okay. So this thing is sitting there crunching away. I should have a number. Hang on, I'm watching to see if it actually has done anything yet. Okay, here we go. And May 25th intention. And here it is. I should have the image just now. Okay, it actually does. Well, it looks like we had a... And actually, we went the opposite way. We went the other way. We went down into the negatives. And it deviated significantly from what it should have. That's the weird part. So I'm going to go ahead and grab that image and show you guys. I want you guys to actually see this, what we're doing with this. So these experiments are going to continue every week. And I'll just go ahead and, yep, there we go. I got the image. I'm going to save it. And then we'll upload it, and I'll post the link for you guys to take a look at. And this is going to be Cyleron. We're going to call it Cyleron 1. And, yeah, I got that in my pictures. And it would be better if I saved it as a JPEG, and we actually had a JPEG image so you guys could see it, not as a paint shop thing. So I'm going to go ahead with a JPEG, and I think you guys are going to like this, so you'll see kind of what I'm doing and what we're actually trying to shoot for. I think that'll help with these things when we actually go to do the work with this kind of stuff. So I'm going to go ahead and add the media to the website, and I'll move it around to the proper location later on when we get set here. My pictures. And let me type P. There it is. Okay, so starting around session 1. And this is going to be attempted positive influence. Went the other way. Now, you know what the weird part is? During the time of the reading that we actually did the reading work with Mother Earth, it went negative. It actually went the other way. And I'm beginning to wonder if that might be, let me put the keyword into Cyleron so we can find it in search results. There we go. Okay, I'm going to upload that. I'll have the link in just a second for you guys to take a look at. You guys can hit that thing and take a gander at this. Okay, it just uploaded. And we'll start doing this regularly so that you guys see this. Now, this is going to be out. Here comes the link. And there it is. Now, if you want us, and if you are in the archive and you want to take a look at this, just go into Ghost Writer Investigations website, www.ghost-writer-investigations.com. And just go into the search bar, and you'll just type Cyleron, P-S-Y-L-E-R-O-N, and that will take you to a search result, and then you can see our sessions. Now, if you scroll up and you guys get a look at this, you can actually see the baseline. And this actually went down significantly below the normal baseline. Usually it stays right in the middle, and right about the time we started the Mother Earth reading, right on through, it stayed down below the positive. Now, I don't know what that means, but I think as we get experience with this, this is a serious scientific tool that we have. And it really is strange, the fact that it would go down like that. I have no explanation for why it would go below the median so much, but we've had it in other shows when we were having a good time and we were laughing that it was up in the positive side. So, you know, I had a great time with the Mother Earth reading, but I'm wondering if just the general mood of that spirit might have been enough. I don't know. It just doesn't make sense at all. And the rest of the, you know, from about zero to right about 4,000, if you look on the bottom index there. It stayed right on the median, expected median line, right in the middle, right until it just suddenly dropped. And then it just went, you know, really crazy right up to the point I ended it there. So it dipped significantly beyond statistical norm, and it should have just stayed right. If we had done nothing, it should have just stayed right in the middle line and just kept kind of bumping back and forth and sticking to expected probabilities. So, yeah, negative energy. This is a device we do intentioned work, a work of an intention with. So when I, in the future, like tomorrow, we'll do it again. I'll go ahead and start it before show, and then we'll actually try this, we'll go the other way. We'll try to influence it to go through the negative line. Not meaning bad, just meaning go through the negative line, try to go below. And we'll see if we can make that happen, and we'll just try and keep pushing, just like what we're doing with the other things we're up to, with the different, you know, psychic readings and things we're doing with psychometry and stuff like that. This is the same kind of theory. So, you know, glad you guys are getting to actually get to see this. And we'll make this a regular feature of the show and make sure that you see it and you're part of it. I think we're the only show doing anything with anything like this, and we're just going to keep pushing this. I am going to get some more software tools to try to do some more with it and get to know it better. And we are going to take it on investigations. We'll be bringing the silo around with us and see if it responds to paranormal entities in the field. So this is a pretty wild thing. What these are is a quantum device. They're actually is an amazing thing. It is a electronic coin flipper with a small radioactive source in it. So it's truly random, because you never can tell when the radiation is going to emit an alpha particle. And it's this little contained box, and it's got a little blue light, and it just plugs into my computer. And it truly is random. And so this will what this does, though, is it has the ability, by use of intentioned thought, to be able to be influenced by people who are concentrating on it. And this has been proven time and again. And you're saying I'm a pioneer. I'm not the first to do this, but I might be the first to do it on air. You know, and if I am, great, you know, but there are a lot of guys ahead of me that were doing all this work to get it to this point. And you can tell by the software and the sophistication of the tool. It's a real scientific instrument. So I just think we're going to have a lot of fun with it, and it's not meant to be, quote, science, but it is going to be meant to get you guys thinking about the different kind of ways we can take our minds and influence things, because it really is possible. It shows you it's possible to affect things with the power of your mind, as Fire Witch can tell you. So, definitely, this will help develop our skill sets as psychics, and some of you who are interested in those things. So anyway, this is a nice measuring tool. And it's funny, these actually have been used. Some of these are called eggs. It's kind of the term for them. They've been running for, some of these actually run for sessions for years. And they're able to take samples of the data and analyze them. And when 9/11 happened, I think I mentioned it on a show sometime in the past, there were a bunch of these running in a network that were all reacting similarly to the kind of the psychic vibration of what was happening when 9/11 occurred. And the day before the event, all the eggs that were in this network, these random event generators, were literally reacting all in the strongly in the negative. And they were all registering this. It was amazing. So these things actually can detect major events in the world and are able to show that if something is about to happen or something has happened in the general mood of people around the world, this can actually show that. And it's something to do with quantum mechanics. I'm not an expert in this. I can tell you that for sure. But I was attracted to it immediately when I saw a reference to it on the web, and I had to have one. And I spent the money, and I'm glad I did. And we'll just continue this. So we're going to try new tools all the time, we'll keep pressing forward. I'll take it on investigations, and we'll talk some more about the results with those. But you are part of the experiment. This is why we do this show. Not only am I out here talking about things, but we bring you guys in. We drag you in, and we make you part of it. So,
Let's shoot for tomorrow. We'll shoot for going with a negative pulse on it, like what you see in the graph. But do it in a way that's not negative bad. We're just trying to influence it to go down on the graph. And then maybe the day after we'll try positive. And we'll see if we can start as a team pulling this off, and we'll actually be able to influence this thing. And if that once you get to that point, I may even leave it up and running during you know, that's actually a thought. I'm just thinking out loud here. I may actually leave this thing running for an entire day, and some of us out there, I'll set up a time mark. And like Kathy, when you do your shows on a weekend, I may leave it up for a day or two, and we'll try to influence it across multiple shows. That might be another little trick we can come up with and see what happens throughout the day. And when we get different shows that want to cooperate, to try to cast their energy and see if we can make this thing do something. And that would be awesome if we could correlate Blog Talk show times when people actually were thinking about it to the graph and look at it and say, wow, check that out. It makes sense. It adds up, you know. So that said, you know, we're going to go ahead and continue on here. I'm not going to bore you to death with all this, but I just think it's cool, man. I got a new toy, and I'm churning all my toys out here. So, okay, I got that all wound down. What time we got here? We got 8 minutes remaining. I think it's time to do some psychometry here. And, yeah, we did get a couple of hits on the K2. It was a couple strong hits, and then they just kind of died off. So whoever was here, God bless you, and thank you for coming in. And if you want to make one more attempt at it, I'll definitely be appreciative. I'll be watching in the corner of my eye. I have in front of me an object. And this object is not a device, but it's used with a device. And it is composed of two primary colors. So we're going to do colors. Yeah, that's right, Ghost Man. It worked with Major Diana's death. Gave a spike. That's right. Yep, you know about these. So this is good. What's going on? What do you? Oh, Pamela's going, wait, John. What's going on, Pamela? Tell us. Oh, my God, I just had a spike on the K2. It went up to the yellow again. Well, hello there, whoever you are. Do it again. Not when I'm looking, though. Wow. No, it's not black and silver. Wait, John, wait. What? What, Pamela? It's black and silver. No, it's not black and silver. You got one of them right. So let's get some guesses out there. The two primary colors. Let's have everybody take a shot. You got 2 minutes, and then we'll go ahead and move on to. Oh, I just had another pulse. Whoever it is coming in is definitely pulsing here and letting me know they're around. Okay. Come on, guys. Let's get some colors. Somebody was thinking orange, huh? Well, we had one of the colors, the first color. Ah, Pamela, now you're better. I'm gonna call that a hit. Pamela is right on the money. We had it in about a minute. You guys are getting really good at this. I mean, this is what I'm talking about. Nope, Blue Goose, we already got it. It's black and it's not actually black and yellow per se. It's actually black and gold, and black and golden. Now I'm gonna ask you to take a look. Actually, Fire Witch, there is a little bit of red in some things that are attached to it, but it's not the primary color. Yep, Pamela, you actually got it. So now I'm going to ask you guys to describe to me. I'm going to have you take a guess. This actually is not a device, but it's used with a device. It's actually used with an electrical device. I want you to guess what it is with no clues. Ooh, and I'm so bad to you. Yep. So I want you to guess what this thing is I'm holding. I'm not going to give you a shape. I'm not going to give you any clues. I'm just holding this. It fits in my hand, and it can actually, it's actually pretty interesting, its use. So guess. Let's see who comes up with what. But Pam did great. I mean, the colors, it was right on the money. Come on, you guys. I know you can do this. You've done it faster. A microphone actually can be used with a microphone. Very good. Now you're thinking.
It's actually used with converters. That's exactly right. You're dancing all around it. It actually can plug into a cell phone. And I just had another hit on the K2. See, it's, you're dancing all around it. It's not a water meter. No, not a water meter. It has nothing to do with plants. It's actually for devices. So, yeah, think about that. So what is it? It's not. It has nothing to do with plants, nothing organic. It's actually, you know, used with electronics. So just say that. That's all I'm going to give you. Hands-free. Nope. You know, that's not, you got to say what it is. Nope, not a charger. Adapter for voice and sound. Getting very close. Very close. Just had another hit on the K2. It's funny, whenever Pamela says anything, the K2 goes off. I wonder what the, Pamela, are you here? It's a thingy for Skype. It's a thingy. That's your guess? It's a thingy? Whoa, dude, it's a thingy. Oh, that's really descriptive. That's good. It's a thingy, man. Okay, CD drive. You're making it too hard. You were dancing real close. We just had another hit on the K2, so we've got a spirit entity here. Every time Pamela does anything, it goes off. It's funny. She's like charged up tonight. That girl is wired. Okay, I'm going to tell you what. You got 30 seconds, and it's gold and black, and it has little things attached to it to give you different colors and things. So, nope, it didn't do anything this time. Catfish bait. Okay, I'll tell you what. You guys were really close. It's actually cable. It's actually RCA cables that I use with my mixer. And it's gold. It actually have gold-plated RCA connectors, and it's a set of stereo cables. So you guys are pretty good. You came really close tonight, and I'm, I can tell you this. You're doing just great. So, let's just keep the work up, and that we're going to keep this going. I'll see you guys tomorrow, and we're going to be on at about 9:30 to do this again. I am going to try to get off Kathy, by the way, as fast as I can off work to do the Wednesday show with Denici and Company. So I might be a little bit late. You set a cord, but Dominica, but it was, you know what, I'll tell you what, Dom, I'll give you that. I'll give you that. You won on this one. So I'll give you that. You were right. So, so with that said, I think this calls it a show. And got 2 minutes remaining. So tomorrow night I'll be on at 9:30, and we'll do some more Siloron work. We'll do some more of this different work with developing our skill sets and becoming amazing psychics, all of us who is. And again, this is Ghost Rider Paranormal Radio. We're going to sign off, guys. Blue Goose, Castle, Kathy's Distant Echoes, Dale Bummer. We got Dan, Deb S, Dominica Amore, Fire Witch. We have Fly Girl MD80. And she's so good with the trolls. She's good. You're on my team. You stay with me, girl. I've got Ghostman, who knows all about random event generators. You know, smart guy. Navixor is with us. We got Pamela M. And to all the others and the lurkers out there, God bless you. And to all the trolls, sorry, but good try, but you didn't get through. And we've got anti-troll spray on. With that, we're going to go ahead and play the Da Vinci bumper to take us out. And I will see you guys tomorrow. This is Ghost Rider Paranormal Radio.
You are listening to Ghost Rider Paranormal Radio, coming to you from the Haunted Studios here in Shingle Springs, California, live on blogtalkradio.com.